नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भक्षुयोगो विधानाथम् कथम पश्येम हि स्त्रियः तथा परमहंसानां गुणीनामलात्मनां भक्तियोग विधानार्थम्
You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service under the heart of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly?
Krishna is realized by qualification, and the qualifications are described here. The first qualification is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa. Parama means the best, and Hamsa means the swans. So there are different types of swans you have seen. Out of them, the white big swan is accepted, the best of them. So this hamsa or the swan has got a qualification special, that you offer them milk mixed with water. So the hamsa, it will take the milk portion and leave aside the water. Every animal has got a special quality. Just like you will find the lizard very plain wall, polished wall, but they go very safely. You have no science to do that. You cannot do it. The vulture, it goes very high. They have got very small eyes, but they can see from miles away where is some dead body. That is their business. So, everyone has got some special quality, and that is God's gift. Similarly, this is also an animal, it has got the special qualification. They can discriminate what is water and what is milk. So this world is mixed up spiritual and material things. Just like your body, my body, This is also mixture. Anything is a mixture of spirit and matter. So one who can discern the spirit from the matter, he is called Paramahamsa. So, intelligent man, Paramahamsa, what is the Paramahamsa? Muninam. Paramahamsa, Muni, means very thoughtful. So, if you are thoughtful, then you will be able to discern between matter and spirit. The body is moving, but those who are not muni, thoughtful, they think the body is moving automatically. But actually that is not the fact. Because the spirit is there, therefore it is moving. The muni, those who are thoughtful, they can understand. Foolish men, they cannot understand. They cannot understand that beyond this body, there is another force which is helping the movement of the body. They cannot understand the Bhagavad Gita statement, Tatha Dehantaram Prapti, that moving force is perpetual, eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire, it is not lost after the destruction of the body, but it is transferred to another body. They cannot understand, because they are not muni. Their muni means very thoughtful. And how one can become perfect muni? That is also said here. Amalatmananam. Amala. Amala means dirty things. And amala, amala means just the opposite. No. Amala, a means no. His heart is cleansed of all dirty things. Such men. Amalatmananam. So these are the qualifications. Paramahamsa, one must be only spiritually interested, like the swan. He is interested only to drink the milk, not the water. Similarly, one must become Paramahamsa. One must be interested in spiritual advancement of life, not material. Reject it. These are the qualifications to understand Krishna. One who is spiritually interested, one is very thoughtful, and one is cleansed of all dirty things from consciousness and from the mind. These are the qualifications when one can understand Krishna. These things, why these things, indiscrimination, dirty things, they are accumulated within the heart. It is due to our sinful activities. The more we become sinful, the more dirty things will cover our consciousness, and it will be difficult to understand what is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Visham antavatam papam. One who is freed from the reaction of sinful life, Visham antavatam papam dharanam punyakarma. Persons who are engaged in pious activities, they do not do anything which is vicious. Therefore, they remain pure without any contamination. Therefore, pious activities are recommended. For common man, it is recommended in the Shastra that you take your bathing in the Ganges. That will make him pious. If he simply takes his bathing daily, regularly, automatically he will be pious. Go and see the temple and offer your obeisance. Everything will be taken. He is a small boy. He has nothing, no understanding what is Krishna. But because he is dancing, because he is chanting, sometimes he is ringing the bell, these are pious activities. Automatically they do. So many people. That's what temple is required. Temple is required. The innocent person, those who are neophytes, for them, temple worship is essential. By seeing the deity, by offering obeisances to the deity, by taking charanamrita, by ringing the bell, by dancing, by taking the feet prasada, by touching the feet of Vaishnava, or touching the body of Vaishnava. In this way, they are getting piety. This chance is given, therefore, to the order. There is no question of becoming muni in the beginning. How is one can be? It is not possible. Therefore, deity worship, temple worship is essential for the common general people. Simply by their coming, visiting and doing something, they will be pious. Other pious activities to hear about Krishna, the sound vibration. Even one does not understand what is spoken here. But Krishna, just like I am speaking in English, those who cannot understand English, they do not understand my speaking. But in the middle, I am talking of Krishna. So that Krishna hearing is sufficient. Krishna. My Guru Maharaj, when some article was presented to see whether he approved for publication, you simply said, see how many times he has uttered Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's all. If he has uttered in his writing Krishna, Chaitanya, like that, so if he hears that many times he has, that's all right. That's all right. It is so nice. And that's a fact. Jadabhava viśatgat janatāga viprava jasmin pratisloko avatrabhat api nāmāni anantasya jasantitāni jas. Sinnanti gayanti grinanti sadhava jadvāga viṣatva janatāva viplava. Any composition where there is somewhere or sometimes the glorification of the Supreme Law, any literature, jadvāga viṣatva janatāva viplava, such kind of literature is revolutionary. Revolution. Viplava. Viplava means revolution. What kind of viplava? Just like in the revolution, one political party gains victory over another political party, or one kind of, we understand revolution means political revolution. One kind of political thought are overpowered by another kind of political thought. That is called revolution. So, the English word is revolution and the Sanskrit word is viprava. Tadbhāga viśatka janatāka viprava. If such literatures are presented, just like we are presenting, we are not very big scholars. We have no such qualification that we can compose very nice literature. There may be so many mistakes or whatever it may be. But it is revolutionary. That is a fact. It is evolutionary. Otherwise, why big scholars, professors, university authorities, librarians are taking? They're thinking, they know that this literature will revolutionize the whole world. Because there is in the Western world, there is no such thought. They agree. So why it is revolutionary? Because there is an attempt to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Nothing more. There is no literary career. So this is accepted. Tatvāga viṣatkat janatāk viplav jasmin prati slokam avadva. Sloka, to write Sanskrit sloka, it requires erudite scholars. There are many rules and regulations. It is not that you compose anything and become a poet. No. There are sufficient rules and regulations one has to follow, then one can compose. It's like, you see, there is meter. Yatha paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanatam katham pasema histriya. There is meter. Every slow, there is meter. So, even it is not written to the standard meter, and sometimes there are broken, so still, because there is glorification of the Supreme Lord, Namani Anantash, Ananta is the Supreme, unlimited. His names are there. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj said, he is Anantasya, of the Ananta, of the Supreme, the name is there, Krishna, Narayana, Chaitanya, like that. So, Sindanti Gayanti, Ginanti Sadhava. Sadhava means those who are saintly persons. Such kind of literature, although it is written in broken language, they hear it. Yes, because there is glorification of the Lord. So, this is the system. Somewhere or other, we should be attached to Krishna. Maya saptamana prasa. That is our only business. How we can be, it doesn't matter, in broken language. Sometimes there are many Sanskrit not properly pronounced, just like we do. We are not very expert. There are many expert Sanskrit pronouncers, the Veda Mantra, and we are not so expert. But we try. We try, but the Krishna name is there, therefore it is sufficient. Therefore it is sufficient. So, Krishna comes. What is the mission of Krishna? That we are talking in this morning. What is the mission of Krishna? Paritranam sadhunam vinashayata duskita. This is the Krishna's karma. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me dibba. We come here and Krishna also comes here. So what is the difference? The difference is we are forced to come here by the laws of nature according to our karma. We do some activities, sinful or bad, mostly sinful, so we create another life and we are forced to enter into such body. It may be now I am in the human form of body. Next life, according to my karma, I may be forced to enter into the dog's life, dog's body. So we are forced. There is no, I mean to say, choice. I cannot say, nature, that do not put me into the dog's body. Kindly put me into the king's body. No. Karmana Brihvanatrena. This decision will be taken by superior authority. You cannot dictate. I shall become like that. No, that is not possible. Karmana deva nastre. So, we are forced to come here and suffer or enjoy the fruits of our last karma. That is one thing. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna does not come being forced by nature or for his karma. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Nami karma phalasthriha. Krishna says, he also works karma to show example, but he is not affected by the result of karma. Therefore Krishna says, namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Nami karma, like that he has got any desire to work for something, to gain something. He is full. Why he should try for gain? We work something. We work to gain something, to make some profit. But Krishna hasn't got to do any profit. He is self-sufficient. Whatever he wants, immediate, present, omnipotent, omniscient. Krishna has nothing to do like that. Therefore, why does he come? He has got a defined mission. What is that? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. He says, I come for this purpose. To rescue the sadhus, the devotees, and to cut down the demons. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. So, vinashayaka duskrita, this is not main business. For killing the demons, one cyclone wind is sufficient. If Krishna orders Varuna that you make a heavy cyclone in this quarter, hundreds and thousands of demons will be killed in a second. So this is not the purpose. But he does not come for killing, but because killing business is another business, when it comes to protect the devotees, say automatically there are some doing the kill them. Just like you go somewhere, now you're not business to purchase something, but when you see it is nice, it is cheap, all right, purchase it. So you did not go to a friend's place as to make some business. But when you see, sometimes you do that. Similarly, it is not Krishna's business. That Krishna has got many, many agents. Sisti-siti pralaya sadhana saktireta chai vajasta bhavanani vibhati durga. This Durga power is there. You have seen the picture of Durga. She has got 10 hands and different types of weapons. Now the Durga Puja will be performed. You can see the Durga deity. And so, 10 hands, the material nature. 10 hands means 10 directions. North, south, east, west, and then the four corners, 8, and up and down. The 10 directions. So this material nature, Durga, is controlling the whole universe, 10 directions. Sisti, Sriti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Rika, Eka, Chayeva. But how she is working, not independent. Sisti, Sriti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Rika, Chayeva. She is working just like shadow. The original body and the shadow body, they are two different. But the shadow body moves is the original move. So therefore this word is used, chayeva. This vast power, material nature, is a very powerful sthiti. It can create, it can destroy at any moment. If there is some earthquake, the whole sea water may come and cover the land for that. And within the sea, you can see one island has come up. Everyone has got this experience. So, sisti sthiti, prala. One side prala, one side creation. So this can be done by the material nature. But how she is working? She is working under the direction of somebody else, that is Govinda. And Govinda also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya dhakshena prakriti siyati sachara. She is working under my direction. So, he is so far killing or destroying is concerned, that Durga power, Krishna's power, that is such. That is such. He doesn't require to come to kill the demon. She is engaged. You have seen that Durga is killing the demon. That Asura. You have seen the Durga's picture? The Asura is there, and the lion is there, and she has taken a bunch of hair of the Asura, and the trident is pushed on his chest, and the lion has captured him, so he is overpowered. The lion, the Asura is overpowered, but if the Asura makes more attempt to save himself, then there are only two hands are engaged of Durga to kill the Asura. One in catching his hair and one with Trishul. Only two hands are engaged. But if he shows more power, then there are eight hands more reserved with different types of weapons. So you cannot overcome the ruling or the control of the material nature. That is not possible. So Asura, to kill the Asuras, however powerful he may be. We have seen there were so many Asuras in this world. There are Lenin, there are Stalin, there are Hitler, there are Hiranyakashipu, so many. But they could not survive. It is not possible. They will finish. So Asuras to killing, Paritrana Sabhinasa, to kill the Duskritam, this Asuras, Krishna does not require to come. He comes only to give protection and pleasure to the devotees. That is his end. Therefore it is said, the Paramhamsanam Muninam Amulatmanam. For them, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartam, or increase their Bhakti Yoga. If you are devotee of Krishna, you are in distress by the demons, and if Krishna saves you, then you become more and devotee. See? So Krishna came so many times, just like his devotee Prahlad Maharaj was in trouble by his father, so he came. Similarly, Vasudeva and devotee was in trouble by Kansa, therefore he came. So Paritranaya sadhana, they are sadhus, they are devotees. For them he comes, Paritranaya sadhana. So, why he is interested to say, na bhakti yogam vidhanatham, to show to the people that bhakti yoga is so strong, so nice, that it will protect you from all kinds of dangers. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Svalpam apiyasya dharmasya trayate mohato bhaya. If you execute a little of Bhakti Yoga, you can be saved from the greatest danger. Bhakti Yoga Sanilai, Buddhi Yogam, Imam Sino, these are discussed. So, Bhakti Yoga means that no more interested in the material affairs. Bhakti, that is the Bhakti Yoga. But he is only interested in Krishna. That is Bhakti Yoga. Maya saptamana partham yogam junyam madas. Nothing except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnanakarma ganapritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttama. So here Krishna comes Tuti bhakti yogam. Bhakti yogam. Sarvadharman paristajya mamekam. That is bhakti. When we do not want anything except Krishna. That is bhakti. Bhakti yogam vidhanartham. Katham pasrema histriya. Kunti appeared to be as woman. So woman generally they are not interested in spiritual matter. That is the fact. Therefore, if they are somehow or other interested, that is also accepted. Krishna says, Kriya Vaishya Sata Sudra, Sri Vijanti Param. Kriya Vaishya, these three names, why he has taken specifically. So, woman, they are not very much interested. Generally, maybe a special woman. But they are at otherwise, they sometimes become devotees. Devotees, therefore Krishna says, Te Vijanti Parangati. As soon as they become devotees, they are also promoted. But generally, they are not interested. The Vaishyas, the mercantile men, they are interested after money. The woman is interested after self-getting. And Sudra means they are ignorant rascals. Therefore he has mentioned these three names. Kriya, Vaishya, Tathasa. But even they, although they are not interested, even they become interested. Teki Janti, Parangati, not that. Even though they become interested, they keep behind. No. They, on the, with the equal force with man, they also promote. Kunti, out of her humbleness, meekness, she is presenting herself that we are a woman, Sriya. But she is not ordinary woman, she is devotee. Similarly, any devotee woman is as good as Kunti. So, out of humbleness, she said, presenting herself as woman, less intelligent, how we can see you, Krishna? You are meant for the Paramahamsa, you are meant for the Bhakti Yogi, you are meant for the great Muni, you are so many things, you are meant for persons whose heart is clean. How we can see you, we are woman. That is her humbleness. She knows perfectly well what Krishna is. So following her footsteps, any woman can also understand Krishna. Krishna is ready to be understood by anyone. Bhagi paatha bapaatha sita jitishu. Simply, we have to follow the path. How to appreciate Krishna, how to understand Krishna, how to see Krishna, how to talk with Him, how to walk with Him. These things are there. That is called Bhakti Yoga. Where you learn this science of Bhakti Yoga, that we have mentioned, nature of devotion, the perfect science of Bhakti Yoga. So, if one is interested in seeing Krishna, then there is no hindrance, there is no block. Anyway, Kriya Vaishya Tathasudra Sri Vijanti Param. Thank you.